Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this In His Steps journey as we discover the power of passionate prayer, intentional presence, radical generosity, and surrendered service.
This is day 15 in His Steps, The Legacy Lives On. Today's topic, Are You Robbing God? J. Oswald Sanders said, The basic question is not how much of our money we should give to God, but how much of God's money we should keep for ourselves. George Sweeting wrote, When we come to the end of life, the question will be, How much have you given, not how much have you gotten? And our text today is Malachi 3, 8 through 12. This is it. Will a man rob God, yet you're robbing me? But you say, Have we robbed you? In your tithes and contributions, you're cursed with a curse, for you're robbing me, the whole nation of you. Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And therefore, put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need. I will rebuke the devourer for you, so that it will not destroy the fruits of your soil. And your vine in the field shall not fail to bear, says the Lord of hosts. Then all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a land of delight, says the Lord of hosts. Now, today we begin week 3 of In His Steps, and we arrive at the third key to a faithful life, giving. When you study the major words found in the Bible, here's what you will discover. The word believe is used 272 times in the Bible. The term pray is found 371 times in God's Word. The word love occurs 714 times in Scripture. But take note of this. The word give shows up 2,152 times. Why is there so much focus on giving in God's Word? The answer is simple. God is a giver. Everything you and I have in life is a gift from God. If we're going to be Christians who imitate Christ, we must be givers. Pastor Rick Warren shared the following statements on giving in a message entitled, Daring to be Generous. The theme of giving shows up through the promises of God in Scripture. Of the 700 promises of God found in Scripture, there are more promises related to generosity and giving than any other subject. Please note that the topic of generosity is not just about giving God your money. These promises also talk about being generous in every area of your life, including your time and talents. Now, why is God so interested in teaching us how to be givers? Because giving is love in action. You've probably heard the statement before, you cannot give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. If I tell my family that I love them, but I'm not giving towards my family, I don't really love them, because love gives. Love is all about giving and not about getting. God so loved the world that He gave, John 3:16. God is the greatest giver, and He wants His children to learn the joy found in giving. Therefore, God tests His children in the area of giving. That's right. Tithing is a test. Malachi 3:10 records the only time in Scripture that God says to test Him, and it is in the area of tithing. In Hebrew, the word for tithe is ma'aser, and it means a tenth. Therefore, a tithe is 10%. Many people argue that tithing is an Old Testament law, and we don't live under the law anymore. Pastor Robert Morris, in a sermon entitled, Why Tithing is Important, gave these words of wisdom. How can people argue with God who gave His Son for you about giving Him 10%? It is shocking to me that we use that argument with tithing, but we don't use that reasoning with other laws of the Old Testament. We don't say that adultery and stealing aren't wrong anymore because they're Old Testament laws. If it was wrong under the law, then it is still wrong. If it is right under the law, it is still right. Even if you still want to argue that tithing is an Old Testament law and isn't applicable anymore, we need to ask this question. Should we give more under the law than we give now under God's grace? Not only is tithing a test, it predates the law. 500 years before the law, Abraham tithed to Melchizedek. Abraham is our spiritual father, and Melchizedek is a picture of Jesus Christ. Long before tithing was given in the law, the father of our faith gave a tithe. Now, Genesis 14, 18 through 20. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was priest of God Most High. And he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram by God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand." And Abram gave him a tenth of everything. In the New Testament, Jesus instructed the religious leaders to go beyond tithing. He reinforced the expectation of tithing and described tithing as more than just giving from your wealth. Matthew 23:23-24. "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint and dill and cumin and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others. You blind guides, straining out a gnat and swallowing a camel." We'll look at Matthew 23 more on day 21. But Jesus said concerning the tithe of even the smallest spices, "These you ought to have done." So tithing is a test, and it is biblical. Tithing occurred long before the law was given. Tithing is given in the Old Testament law. And in the New Testament, Jesus said that tithing ought to be done. Do you believe that God can do more with 90% of your finances when you're obedient to Him than you can do with 100% of your wealth when you're robbing God of the tithe? Considering all of that, Jesus has done for you, a tithe seems so little in return. Yet tithing is a huge step towards becoming unselfish, loving Jesus first, and becoming more like Christ. Now, let me give you three questions to help drive this point home as we make it applicable. Question one, in all of the areas God could test His children, why do you think He chose money? Two, how are you doing in the test of the tithe? And three, what are your thoughts on the following statements? The tithe has more to do with faith than financing. Giving is a recognition that everything you have is a gift from God. Father, put us to the test. And oh God, this is the most important test. We must pass it. May we be faithful in all that you've given to us in material possessions, and may the tithe be the beginning of our giving. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.